ladies and gentlemen. Steve Bannon is dead on. It is the Red-Green Alliance that has taken over the UK, that has taken over Europe, that's taken over large cities in Central and South America. Because if you get 5-10% Muslims in a city, they're able to throw local elections and then parliamentary elections, because most systems aren't the American system. We saw the parliamentary system and said, well, that's the first try. Ours is better. With a parliamentary system, there's always new parties, dozens of them. And they all get in coalitions that outvote the majority. So you end up with these, you know, constantly shifting tyrannies. So this is why you're like, well, how is it that Islam brags that it basically controls Europe? Well, that's because it's at least 10% now. And once you hit that, it's game over, folks. Remember, Keir Starmer wouldn't even prosecute, in some towns, thousands of young girls as young as 7, kidnapped, raped, put into sex slavery by a certain tribe from Pakistan. It was like 90% of it, not even Pakistanis. There's a certain group, a certain region where that's their main business. And they got the police involved, and then, you know, it's not, they're not the only ones that are pedophiles. And it is just unbelievable. So, Red-Green Alliance. Learn it. I know most people just want to know about football or hockey or, you know, that's all tribalism. Oh, the Bulls versus the Lakers. The Celtics versus the Knicks, you know, whatever. That's why that's so important to you, because you're tribal. And that's a form of tribalism that's okay, we're told. But it's tribalism that doesn't matter. Real tribalism is here. You've been taught not to be tribal. You've been taught not to stand up for the red, white, and blue and its superiority of private property and right to religion and self-defense and mobility and all this. You've been taught that's bad. Take a knee during that. But, oh, everybody else is good. No, they're tribal, and they work together. They've got Muslims in Europe on average vote 98% for the communists and the socialists. That's the Red-Green Alliance. You say, oh, the Muslims, one's a doctor, one's a lawyer, one's a Sunni, one's a Shiite, one's a... Yeah, well, they vote 97, 98% together. And they donate, and they get engaged, they get involved because they want power. And you've grown up in one of the freest countries in the world. It's had its issues, but best house in a bad neighborhood. And so you just think you're always going to have all this freedom. You take it for granted. And I know this audience doesn't. That's why you're here. But I'm talking to the new listeners. And then people are like, God, that guy acts weird. He yells and gets upset about being taken over. You've been to a football game when your team's losing, everybody's so upset and pissed off. It's okay, Bob. We'll win next time. It's like, it's normal to get upset about your stupid basketball team losing. And that's a good American thing. But if you're engaged and pissed off because you're having your future and your children's future destroyed, you're a weirdo. You're a fringe. Like the deputy attorney general says about me. Oh, the DOJ is allowed to try to shut him down because he's, well, here, go ahead and roll Steve Bannon.
These people have been so indoctrinated through the New York public school system and private school system which they've been taught by terrorists, okay? That's what's formed them. And now they're going to have a government. They're going to have a government that they believe in. They're going to have a government that it's not just free stuff. This is going to be the wokest city on planet Earth. You have this guy, Mandami, is a neo-Marxist and a jihadist. Think about it. The Red-Green Alliance that we've talked about for a long time, that Trevor Loudon and Frank Gaffney and Raheem Kassam warned you that Sadiq Khan was the model of that in London. And look what he's turned London into. That's what New York City is going to be, London, in less than 10 years. I think in about 5 years. And so unless you denaturalize Mandami, which I don't understand why DHS and the State Department are not working, burning the midnight oil right now to look into that and shipping
absolutely
back to
throw that son of a bitch out of the country. They stole the election anyway.
I was hoping you had some of the Alex Jones ones. How is Alex?
He's great. He lost a lot of weight.
I saw he's getting like, yeah, he's ready for the next.
My friend
big.
Sean Johnson's training him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he gets up every morning. He works out for hours. He's lost, I think he's lost 70 pounds at this point. He looks fantastic, man. Yeah. He looks fantastic. He looks like he's 20 years younger. People think, this is really funny because, you know, his whole business is conspiracy theories. So it's a conspiracy that Alex has been replaced.
Yeah, yeah.
But listen, folks, that's real Alex. I've watched every step of the way, and my friend trains him. So I can tell you for a fact, that is the real Alex Jones. Quit drinking, quit eating bad food. He's eating healthy food now. He works out every day. It's like no Ozempic, no bullshit, no shortcuts. He did it the right way. He looks great.
You find it all at thealexjonesstore.com, and it funds the most hardcore patriot organization worldwide, absolutely devastating the globalist in our peaceful information war.
Holy shit, he was right about every step of the way.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Well, it wasn't hard for me to predict in the last few months that the Democrats were going to win in Virginia. And in New Jersey, and in New York, and in California, and all over. They just swept everywhere, other than Minneapolis, but the mayor is already such a pro-Islamic invasion commie that it doesn't really matter. In fact, I'd rather the crazy, arrogant Somali win, because he literally says he hates America and only cares about Somalia and is a little more honest about everything. But they're neck and neck. He was behind the Islamicists, but magically they're finding votes. He'll probably win, but who knows? But it wasn't hard to predict because the Democrats still have full fraud in the blue cities. We'll go over the evidence of that. More came out. And, 90%+ in all the polls. Even Democrat hosts are like, God, 90%+ were against getting rid of the independent commission and turning it over to the Democrats for redistricting. Why did the vast majority vote for it? Election fraud. And I didn't just say that. They caught all these buses with illegal aliens from China and you name it, admitting they're illegal aliens and being just brought in to vote. Exactly how they're told. It's the law in California. You can't stop an illegal alien from voting. You know that? So, this is the takeover. And so just getting Trump in is not enough. And now Mondami says all the illegal aliens in the world can be here. You're all going to still get triple the welfare citizens get. A lot of them who need it, disabled, you name it, veterans, old people. Oh, we have plenty of money for our people of every race, color, and creed, but they're Americans. No, the illegals, and I've told this forever, and it's mainstream news now. Oh, they've done analysis. Illegals get double the SNAP and double this and double that. It turns out to write it about triple. And free education and on and on and on. And illegal aliens in all these different blue states, like Massachusetts, get $30,000 from the state. Just a cash gift. Not interest free. Just here's $30,000 for your first home. Wow. I didn't get that. As a citizen, poor black American citizens didn't get that. I'm all for economic development zones. You want affirmative action? Don't brainwash black people into being leftists and then prepare them, if they've been sent to special schools by BlackRock funded deals, and then cram them into positions that are just political. No, just say no tax, 10 years. Black businesses. The problem is that scams come in and it happens. But the point is that you want to help somebody and then incentivize them to go create, become entrepreneurs and teach others. And then that's been done. It's been wildly successful. But then all these NGOs come in and they'll use a black person as the front for the black business. It's not really their business and they're not even really getting the success out of it. And in so many cases, they're not really successful businesses. They just become money laundering operations. So anything you try to do to help people is going to get spun around. But with focus on it and clarity and spotlights, there can be programs to help people that have been disadvantaged. And that's not a bad thing in my view. But this whole thing of just spend trillions of dollars a month on, you know, welfare. It is going to bankrupt, destroy the country. We're already there. Trump is fighting to turn it around. The globalists want to sink the whole thing so they can take over. So here's what I want to do ahead of Larry Pinkney, amazing author, researcher, former political prisoner, founder, one of the founders of the original Black Panther Party that got demonized and attacked and isn't even who the media said they were. He can speak to the Weather Underground. He can speak to the communist control. He can speak to the new Black Panther Party and race-based politics. And he is pissed off about Mondami. I've been wanting him on for the last month. He goes, no, I'm going to come on after the election of Mondami. I said, okay. And so he's on today. And so we're going to take some of your calls now. And we'll take, if they hold over, we'll take some calls, obviously on the same subject. We're talking about the elections yesterday and all the angles and all the events and individual Joe Jones in Virginia for attorney general that sent out messages saying, I'm going to kill this member of the legislature. I'm going to kill his kids. I'm going to kill cops. And the majority of Democrats said they're fine with that. And he got more popular and he won. But really, it's blue cities. They control it. A lot of evidence of fraud there. All the ballot manipulation, we'll get to it. But there's so many angles to this. It's a huge subject area. We're talking about the election and what it means. Is it a wake-up call? Yeah, to the election fraud that's still there, and Trump hasn't been able to root it out yet, though he's trying, but the Justice Department and Todd Blanche sits there on his hands. And I know that from the top. And there's so many other angles. The brainwashing of the young people. The young people are polarized now. They're either more populist and right-wing than ever, based to an extent that I think goes too far in some cases, but I get it. They're being told they're devils because they're white and they got to be exterminated, so they run to the extreme of that, which is really just a false dialectic. But the point is it's to be expected. And it's a healthier response than saying, okay, I'm evil, kill me, though it's a misguided response. But the point is, they're either going pro-Hitler, basically, or they're running over to the other side and becoming pure communist pro-Islamic, which there isn't a big giant Hitler army on the earth today, so that's not a problem. There is a giant Islamic globalist, Soros, WEF, UN-backed alliance, so that's the danger. And then you got the right-wing Zionist lobby trying to drive a wedge in the Republicans right now and hurt the Republican Party because they've lost control of it, and they're very destructive. I'm trying to look at all the pieces here and just say we need to de-escalate this and come together as Americans and basic freedoms and basic rights and basic free market, for God's sakes, because, hey, we ain't perfect. We've had a lot of problems, but we're Americans, and we know these international forces coming in mean to take us down, and I mean down, down, down. I'm getting chills. I don't want to be a slave. What about you? So the AI, the social credit score, the New World Order, baby, it's here. And it's backing the Red-Green Alliance. So the toll-free number to join us on the election, your take, the angles, 877-789-2539. Do you agree with me? That's fine. Disagree? I'll go to you first. 877. Just make sure you tell us that. 877-789. And guys, I tend to just look. I'm just ingrained to always go to the call. That's the oldest call. Even when I say sometimes, oh, if you disagree, go to the headline, or oh, if you're a Muslim, headline, or whatever. And I've done that before. And I still just look at the numbers. So just light up the ones that disagree as like red smiley faces, because everybody's like, callers are smiley faces. Mark people that disagree as red, so I go to them first. 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539, because I'll say, oh, if you're calling in from overseas, go to the other line, and I'll just look at the number, how long you've been holding first. That's what I usually do, and I don't look where you're even calling from, and I just forget, so that gets confusing sometimes, but I'm trying to be in the moment and be focused and do a better job. 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX. I can play hours of these, but here's when it was campaign people. Hadik Arzu Malik explains that electing him is part of a holy war for jihad. And here's just a shorter compilation of jihadis saying Islam will enter every house. Their children will be Muslim. You can't stop immigration. You can't do Muslims' bans. It's not stopping. If you fight Islam, I will fight you, even if you are my own father. Our sisters promote, and it just goes on. I mean, this is it. This is, I could play you 20 hours of this crap. This isn't the anomaly. This is Islam. Here it is.
And a true believer knows that none of this is in vain, that this is all jihad, that this is all ibadah, and that this is all counted for by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so the conversation of doxing, the conversation of getting arrested and suspended, I think it's time for Muslims to start to say, all right, so what? Do what you want. I'm gonna do what I gotta do, because it's about time to do that. And I know everybody has their own families and has an education and everything. It's just a question. We don't want to get doxxed, and we don't want to get suspended, and we don't want to get arrested. How gangsta are you? That's just my question. How much are you willing to do it? And I know everyone has their own risk levels, but at the end of the day, that's a question to ask ourselves. How committed am I to this? How, to what extent of my personal material gains am I willing to sacrifice for this bigger noble cause? And subhanAllah, I truly believe that when your heart is in the right place, if you get suspended, if you get doxxed, because it's bound to happen when you're doing a righteous cause and when you're doing something for the sake of Allah here in the West, it will never, ever be in vain. And the true believer does not fear that, because the true believer knows that the Akhirah is a promise.
So know this, that Islam will enter every house. Every house. Don't worry about the Islamophobes. They can yap all they want. Their children will be Muslim.
By the way, hit pause on this punk. And these guys have the rules in the Quran. These are the imams, okay? That if your daughter, your 8-year-old, is not a Muslim, he can kidnap or use her in sex slavery. They can deal drugs to you. They can do anything because you are a kafir. Kafar, you are obscene. You are an infidel. And just listen to his arrogance, because he's just so used to us laying out. You don't go over to his country and teach the Bible, they'll kill your ass like that. Because they're territorial. And they believe the whole world's theirs. See, there's two types of nations. Islamic nations and those that are about to be Islamic nations under this punk. And in Europe and in Canada, it's not as bad here. 89-90% of the Muslims never get a job. They're on welfare, or they make their wives go out and work, and they sit around in their nightgowns and run their mouths all day. Well, you know what? I'm loyal to the West. I don't want to be put under your foot. I will not submit to you. And you've I want a new crusade, not to go conquer the stinking Middle East and open the borders up and bring them all over here, like the globalists did at the behest of Israel. But to free the West of the bondage of expansionist Orthodox Islam. Continue with this arrogant sack of filth.
All those people of Taif, go to Taif today. Show me a kafir there.
Hey, pause again. Hey, show me you doing a push-up. Show me you having a job. I guarantee you that fat pussy has never done anything in his life but run his mouth. But I don't hate him. I hate us for us being weak. You hurt her. Or you gangster? What are you going to do? Have you shared the articles and videos of the show today? Have you supported us at theologyshowstore.com? Because if you're not doing that, you're not standing up for yourself. This is an information war. It takes money to win a war. I'm backed by the people. I got the whole Democrat Party and the New World Order and the ADL and all the Islamic groups all coming after me. You think you're going to hide over at your golf course a few more years? Screw your kids. Screw the future. You're going to let what's happened to Europe happen to us? You're the enemy. Not this garbage. You're 10 times worse than him. I'm serious. Go back to this filth.
Al-Thaqafi, this qabila is from Taif. great mujahideen, great ulema, they came from the children of those that used to throw those stones. So Islam will enter every house. What's the question? Are me and you going to be a part of it? Are we going to take that become that sabab, that means, so that Allah puts all of that in your hisab? So you can be a part of this great victory that's coming, and wallahi, it's coming. It's coming in every house, in every country. Today here in Australia, subhanAllah, I'm sitting here in a masjid that we have people all the way out past the second place. Look at this. Who could have imagined these many Muslims in Australia? And it's not going to stop. You can stop immigration, you can stop whatever, you can do Muslim bans. Wallahi, it's not stopping. Because the Prophet ﷺ said, it will enter every house. Today, from some of the staunchest enemies of Islam, preachers and pastors, you see Muslims. We know them, we deal with them. Some of them that are still in the church, that still hide their Islam, I know them. But they are Muslims. So inshallah, it will reach every place.
Yeah, that's Stockholm Syndrome.
Our sisters, you need to be involved in the da'wah. Don't waste your social media. Utilize it for da'wah. Our brothers, especially our young brothers, stop posting videos of you know, flossing and doing stupid dances and jumping off, you know, stupidity things, you know. No, we stand for that tawheed. You know, nobody cares what game you were playing that day or what burger you had that day. No, utilize your social media for da'wah. Take those clips, take those reels, make videos, promote them, put them on your TikTok, put them on your Instagram, put them on your WhatsApp statuses, so that you can be a means of hidayah, even if you're not out there getting stabbed like
right
me.
Here. But you, just exactly what I was saying earlier. All these men I know, veterans, you name it, great people. Yeah, they're a little political, but it's kind of like a hobby. But boy, they go to the football games, they go to the hockey games, they go to the basketball games, and they ask me, hey, go to the game with me. I'm like, look, I don't dislike a football game, but I just can't do it. I got to spend time with my family. I got to take care of, you know, sick relatives. I've got to prepare. I've got to fight. I mean, I spend 80% of my free time, which isn't much, just taking care of family and working out. I mean, to me, to go out to dinner once a week is like for an hour. And I'm very thankful, and it's all about, you know. But because I know we're in a war, folks. And so I've given up hunting and fishing and everything. All I do is target practice like once a month, so I'm proficient. And I love hunting. I love fishing. I love hiking. I love camping. Don't do it. Because in the time it would take me to go on a hunting trip, I could reach 50 million people. This is precious. This is a war. You've got to have that attitude. This is serious. This is everything. You think we got all this freedom and secured this because our ancestors sat around? They were serious, committed people. And a lot of people think, oh God, that's work. No, it's not. Until about 20 years ago, I always had a little trouble getting out of bed. I would hit the snooze a lot. Things got so serious. I got so committed. I focused my mind. I don't even need an alarm clock. I wake up 4, 4:35. I'll work sometimes till midnight. I'll get up at 6. If I get up at 6:30, that's like a couple times a year. That's a luxury. I don't lay around in the bed and surf around Netflix and watch a bunch of stupid shows that don't matter, because I've got war to commence. I've got people to wake up. All these evil forces want to shut me down. Well, I'm the one shutting me down when I'm not fighting, when I'm not operational in the field. Victory by attrition, crushing their lies, destroying their fraud, unlocking minds. That's my job, destroying enemy personnel on the battlefield in the information war. Period. That's commitment. And my mind gets sharper and more focused and more powerful every day. My knowledge and discernment intensifies because I'm committed to something good and real. and my genetics and my spirit and my ancestors and everything is aligned. And I'm so strong and manly, and I'm just looking at other people that don't experience this and they don't know what they're missing. This is what men are supposed to be. And you look at the men of the West that are awake, compare us to that imam. He knows we're superior. He can't stand it. But he thinks if he can dominate us and crush us and take our daughters, that he'll finally be somebody. Well, you're not. And I'm going to awaken the West. And my listeners are going to awaken the West. And no matter what color they are, Patrick Bet-David is what you'd call, you know, Arab background, whatever. But he's a Christian, and he's a great patriot. He does great work for liberty, and he promotes the nation and has hundreds and thousands of employees. He is good. He has joined the West. He defends the West. He is now the West. And they want you to reject the West by saying all evil comes out of white people, make up all these lies and get the world to reject the West because the tyranny of the globalist New World Order, technotronic AI, transhumanist system, 200 square foot apartments, eating bugs, poison injections, it's the main enemy. It can't sell itself when it's selling up against freedom and chivalry and competition and the West and Christendom. And Islam can't sell itself. All they can do is try to capture what it isn't, like Constantinople. At least four times the Muslims came within inches of taking Vatican City. Only then did the popes beg Western Europe to counterstrike. That's called the Crusades. We were given a false crusade by the neocons and the Israel firsters and Netanyahu to go in and obliterate the Middle East, destroy a bunch of these countries, where the people on average are not bad people. It's the bad leadership and the most radical Islamic force is always going to control. And I stood against those wars. I don't want to exterminate Muslims. I don't want to kill Muslims. I want the West to stand and be strong and be so obviously superior in culture and intellect and science that everyone wants to adopt it. But you can't do that with the left bringing in the most radical forms of Islam as the poison to bring us down. I don't want to destroy Israel. But Israel has infected, and the elements in Israel have taken control to a great extent of our government. And now that we're pulling away from it as well, they say Tucker Carlson needs to die. Not just he needs to be taken off the air. So I say to the Middle Eastern mind, whether it's Jewish or whether it's Muslim, the enemy of my enemy is my friend, you know, all this crap. There ain't no double dealing here. There ain't no Machiavelli. There ain't no hidden hand. There ain't no act like I'm your friend but I stab you in the back. No. I am sovereign. I stand for the West. You've declared war on me. You are an enemy. I have said thousands of times, and I have said this hundreds of times to Trump personally, sometimes five, six times when I'm talking to him, please stop saying it's on accident. Please stop saying they're incompetent. We can send you all the documents. It's on purpose. Here's who runs it. Here's who does it. Now, that was 8-9 years ago and off and on throughout that. Now he's got all his advisors or most of them and all the evidence, and you hear him more and more saying, the Democrats are kamikazes. It's all on purpose. They hate America. They're Satanists. They want to bring us down. It's all premeditated. Yes, 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 because it's the truth. And when you tell the public, oh, they're idiots. Oh, they don't know what they're doing. Oh, they're so incompetent. Yeah, their constituents are, but not the people running it. It's the exact same leftist New World Order, BlackRock, UNWEF program all over the frickin' world. It is a premeditated evil attack in their own damn words. They are villains. It's not like, oh, they're just misguided fools. No, this is on purpose, people. That's what the Great Reset is. They're doing it on purpose. It's on purpose, on purpose, on purpose, on purpose, on purpose. So, this is what they do. They're scum. The opposite of competence. The opposite of trying to deliver success and excellence. Because they want to demoralize you and break your will. Remember how Gavin Newsom went, yeah, we could clean up San Francisco and L.A. anytime we want, but we only did it for Xi Jinping. He just went, and as soon as he's gone, we're going to have everybody crap everywhere and murder and kill and zombie and needles everywhere. You remember? You want to see the clip?
I know folks say, oh, they're just cleaning up this place because all those fancy leaders are coming into town. That's true, because it's true.
Because they love rubbing it in. Well, of course now San Francisco's had crime growing out 98% in the last month, and it's totally clean. Yeah, we could have done it all along. But we ain't doing it for you, you dumb sacks of garbage. If the globalists are successful and we're in a giant collapse depression and you leftists are starving to death later, just remember you and your bosses did this. We're going back to feudalism, which is the most common political system in history, where the elites all over the world, whether it was in Africa or Asia or Europe or Mesoamerica, they kept people starving and under control and super poor so that they could never move out of that lower slave class. And America has been about getting rid of that. Doesn't mean we've been perfect, but damn it, we've done the best job. And they want to flush that down the toilet. Ooh, and they're close to crashing the whole thing. And it's going to crash the whole world economy with 9 billion people, and all the actuaries are clear. War, carnage. I mean, it's just going to be hell, whole world. And the globalists said they're engineering it, and they believe they'll bring in their whole government through that. But a lot of experts went, no, actually, you're all going to get destroyed, too. That's why a lot of elites said, pull back, it's too crazy, don't do it. Exactly. Even if you're evil and agree with the plan, it won't work. It's over. Disengage it now. It may already be too late. Trump's trying to save us, but you won't get out of the way.
Whatever the future may hold, InfoWars will always live forever. The fight will continue. Be sure to follow us on X at RealAlexJones and at AJNLive. And now you can download the number one news app in the world. Go to AlexJonesApp.com and let the Democrat Deep State Party know that we will never be silenced.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
The Red Green Alliance, or the Communist Caliphate, has already taken over the UK and Europe. Islamists can march by the thousands with knives screaming death to the West. But if you go out and wave a British flag, you go to jail. That's what they're trying to bring here. And the left controls the major cities. That's part of the Podesta plan that you see in all the movies, like Civil War and one battle after another. All promoting mass assassination, killing of federal agents, overthrow of the country, with an Islamic core, with a weather underground core, with a Black Lives Matter core, with an illegal alien drug cartel core, with Venezuela. And they've got the bounties out on everybody, including me. Told you about the bounties on everybody months before General Flynn, who broke it before it even hit the news. So that's how real this is. And so you can try to live in your bubble and watch corporate news, think everything's okay. It's not. I had a lot of the clips, a lot of the developments, fraud caught in California with the election there and Virginia, as well as New Jersey, New York. It's all coming up. But I want to go to your call. So I said, if somebody disagrees, I go to the other line. Paul in Michigan disagrees with Alex on God. We talk about this as long as it deals with this election. Okay. And then we've got a bunch of other callers. Go ahead, Paul.
All right. Hey, Alex, thanks for taking my call. I want to say that I'm a longtime listener and supporter. I'm a VIP member, so I agree with most of what you say. I've had similar experiences with message from the Holy Spirit and connecting that way. I understand your divine mission. What I don't agree is that you say things like, should we pray to God to blow up the planet, or God is planning to blow up the planet? You know, that's completely false. God has no interest in mass murdering humanity. Those are Satan's messages, and he's using those words to convince human beings that God has some kind of grudge with humanity. He has no grudge. As far as God's concerned, Jesus already died for our sins. He's already won this. Like, we use this word war. There is no war. It's simply a fake message by Satan to say, hey, he wants us to stay agitated. He wants us to stay in darkness. Because the truth is, Alex, once we find out who we really are, that we're connected to God and there's no way to separate us, it's over for Satan. So he has to push us to the brink over and over again, the same thing he did when Jesus was
born. Okay, so let me be clear. Hey, I agree with you. That was for food for thought when I said that a few weeks ago. I haven't said I wouldn't blame God if he blew up the planet, but he loves us, and this is a test, and we're going to make it through this with God. And I was clear then, but if you didn't understand what I was saying, it was a tongue-in-cheek, sarcastic thought, but I do agree that that could be seen as a satanic perspective if it was interpreted the wrong way. But did you hear me say we're talking about yesterday's election? That's what we're talking about. Will you please comment on that?
Yeah, so it's the same thing. So we're in this war. Let's just say war with Satan. It goes way beyond these people who are just puppets for Satan. And so he's slowly moving everything in place so that we can have this mass war, this war against good and evil. And that's what he's pushing us for. So he's got all these little puppets who are going to do everything he wants. He gives them power. He gives them sex. He gives them young girls. He gives them all these things they need, all the drugs, all the money, so that they can create a war in his name. This whole thing with World War III is to destroy humanity so that Satan will not be
No doubt about that. I appreciate your call. All right. Greg in Ohio on the election and markets. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alex, I think one of the things we're missing here a lot is the focus on markets. Markets tell us a lot. And, you know, so we get this election with Mondani. Markets were on a tipping point yesterday where they could have gone quite a bit lower. Stocks, there's lots of markets, but stocks and specifically. And they don't really care. The S&P is ripping higher today. So my big thing is, you know, you refer to the globalists all the time. I just want to throw out a more refined term about technocrats, because I think technocracy is the real problem here. Because if you look at all these fronts, the technocracy front is moving so fast under Trump, it's unbelievable. I mean, it is like lightning fast, even compared to Biden.
Well, I think you've really hit the nail on the head here. The globalists actually call themselves technocrats. They've called the WF and UN for a global technocracy of corporations and computers that control everything. And it's true, under Trump, all the AI, all these systems are racing ahead because there's a race with China. The question is, how will it be implemented? And I said that the first hour. I said, bigger than Islam and the Red-Green Alliance, that we just haven't focused on enough yet because we've been mainly focusing on Israel, is Communist China and their technocracy versus the West technocracy, and the real battle about how is that implemented, because I don't think you're going to stop it now. I mean, if we could, I would. I'm not a troglodyte. I'm not anti-technology, but all this stuff is anti-human. It's being deployed anti-human. You can do a critique of Trump. I think it's better than what the Democrats were going to do. He's kind of open sourced it. And, you know, Musk is, you know, tied into that. You know, he says trying to open source it and saying beware it, but we should decentralize. You know, I think if we're going to have it is the answer. And I think we are going to have it. So quantify what you're saying, because I think you're dead on, but elaborate.
Well, so here's the thing. I think that is China really any different than the U.S. right now? Because we, you know, President Trump just took the trip to Asia last week, goes up to Japan, strikes a deal with them on defense. The hidden thing, right, they talk about all this stuff. They talk about the soybeans. They talk about the chips. They talk about energy. They talk about, you know, the rare earth minerals, right, all this stuff. You know,
yeah, all the elites are talking about is giving 100 times the power to AI that all humans use. And then, but the left's like, oh, that's okay for carbon. It can have all the coal plants at once, but humans can't. Yeah, it's like, this is the new thing. This is the new God. This is every – we should be debating – how much resources is given to AI, and why do we want self-driving cars, and why do we want robots doing all this, and why are we just told this is the way it is? I totally agree with you.
Well, the real issue is the defense that was going on in that Asian trip, because that was the hidden big elephant in the room, okay? And so do we really think that the U.S. and China really got a negotiation down? There's no way, right? This is going to keep flaring up over and over and over again. And this goes back to the elections, right? Mamdani and all this stuff. It's these people, he's another puppet, right? That's pretty clear. You know what I mean? You show him with Alex, you know, Soros. I mean, that's as clear as a bell. The point is this, though, you know, the technocracy is huge because it's moving forward so fast on the healthcare front. It's moving fast on the energy front. It's moving fast on the AI front. And I don't even know if I believe, like Stargate. Take, for instance, Stargate. We could sit there and unravel that thing for hours, right? I mean, the whole thing with, you know, Larry Ellison and Oracle and SoftBank and Silver Lake and all these different groups, right? And that's really the battle, I believe. Because
no, I hear you, and I appreciate your call. You know why this is happening. The advancement of control, it's like the Ring of Mordor, of AI being plugged in and controlling everything, is so powerful that the West and the globalists that created the plan and have launched it and done it, and China's competing along with some other groups, it's all a race to who can get it first. And that's why they've all just decided to go with this gold rush, great guns. In fact, there's a clip we'll play in a moment. They're pulling it in right now of Elon Musk last Friday with Joe Rogan down the street. And he's saying within 5-6 years, all your content's AI. There's no apps. There's no websites. It's just AI decides what you see. Now, that's if we adopt AI and listen to it and only do what it says. It's got a lot of useful tools. But it can then be flipped, even if it was ever good, which most of the models are totally controlled and globalists and lying, where Google used to be whatever was the most popular went to the top. Now they'll say billions of, you know, searches on a term or a subject, but it's just the same 100 or so results over and over again. It's not. When Trump won eight, nine years ago, they broke Google. And you go to other search engines, they're almost as bad. It's not even a search engine now. It's feeding you something, making you think you did a search. But you're not really searching human intelligence and what human intelligence thought was the most relevant, and it usually was the most relevant. But you can search 20 million things down. Seriously. There's videos. In fact, I sent a video to you guys that just does an example of this, where they search through and show it. It says billions of results, but it's not. It's a lie. So we're being told, turn ourselves over to this. And I like Elon and being free speech and getting Trump in a lot of things he's done. And he says, worry about AI gods, worry about AI takeover. But then he just says, oh, but it's here. Just give into it. No, not if we don't decide to. I'm not going to watch an AI show. I mean, AI and CG already gives me a headache. It's cute here and there. Some of it's funny. But we have to choose. We have to build our own environment. We have to discriminate and say, we're going pro-human. That's why we got to get past the Christian, Islamic, you know, Jew thing. It's still going to be there, but like, understand, as general as humans, we're facing the AI robot takeover. Here's Elon Musk.
A phone will really be an edge node for AI inference, for AI video inference, with some radios to obviously connect. Essentially, you'll have AI on the server side communicating to an AI on your device, formerly known as a phone, and generating real-time video of anything that you could possibly want. And I think that there won't be operating systems, there won't be apps in the future, there won't be operating systems or apps. It'll just be, you've got a device that is there for the screen and audio and for to put as much AI on the device as possible so as to minimize the amount of bandwidth that's needed between your edge node device, formerly known as a phone, and the servers.
So if there's no apps, what will people use? Like, will X still exist? Will there be email platforms, or will you get everything through AI?
You'll get everything through AI.
Everything through AI. What will be the benefit of that, as opposed to having individual apps?
Whatever you can think of, or really whatever the AI can anticipate you might want, it'll show you. That's my prediction for where things end up.
What kind of time frame are we talking about here?
I don't know. It's It's probably 5 or 6 years, something like that.
So 5 or 6 years, apps are like Blockbuster Video.
Pretty much.
And everything's run through AI.
Yeah. And there'll be, like, most of what people consume in 5 or 6 years, maybe sooner than that, will be just AI-generated content. So, you know, music, videos.
Really? And notice Google for 2 years got caught last month secretly manipulating people's videos to make them better with AI. No, it's total censorship. It's total control. And then the new fight will be certified services that are 100% human content, sites that are mixed content, and sites that are AI content. Then the AI will discriminate, try to only push its content, which is programmed by humans that want monopolies. This is the end of free will. Oh, it tells you what you want. Well, the AI gives me a headache. It's got a lot of useful things, but it can be changed anytime. This is humans being obsolete. So dangerous. Mark in Florida, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead, Mark.
I apologize. I heard some.
You don't need to apologize. You're on the air. Let's go ahead and talk.
All right. I think York's going to become a third world country inside a country. Islam is not necessarily a religion or race. It's just an authoritarian political doctrine. And it's going to impose itself by force. We've seen it in Europe, in London, everywhere around the world. I think Crusades 2.0 is the way it needs to go. Non-violently and politically, of course, but we need
a crusade against anti-human technology deployment. Not against technology, but a pro-human crusade against the AI takeover.
Exactly, because you can see it now in the infancy, I guess you can call it the infancy, of AI development already taking over jobs. You know, and people are becoming obsolete. I work in a call center, and I see it is offering based on what the customers tell us. So we're only clicking buttons now at this point. We're just like monkeys.
Well, that's like when you go in a grocery store for 20 years, they try to have self-serving things, but nobody, you know, will accept it. So now they're getting rid of the cashiers altogether and having your cart has the checkout on it. And again, it's all dystopian. It's all anti-human. It's not innovation. It's building a post-human world. It's depopulation.
Yeah, and they're cutting down on the pay, and, you know, they're trying to get people to quit so they can enforce it. And they can, it ends to a meeting.
While they try to cut off the energy and the food supply, but say AI gets all the power at once. Thanks, Mark. Jay in Virginia, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, hello. How are you?
Welcome.
There are 2 points I want to do before I get to my one thing. I remember you saying with your first caller, God does not want to intervene, but God does intervene. I mean, you look at Sodom and Gomorrah. And also, I also want to add another point. What do you think? Because in Terminator, Skynet goes active on 2030. We're under 5 years from there. With the AI going how it is, what do you think about that real quick?
Well, they love to do predictive programming, and the UN, the WF says they will be depopulating us at accelerated speed by 2030, by 2047, no humans that aren't cyborgs. That's the official UN plan. I mean, it's so dystopic, so insane. We sit here and it doesn't even sound real. I don't put too much stock in, you know, James Cameron movies, but I don't think the caller was saying God doesn't intervene. He was saying God doesn't want to blow the planet up.
Oh, all right. All right, that's my problem. All right, but here's what I was going on about. I was telling people around here, like, because Youngkin, we actually got a tax rebate this year because, like, Virginia actually added revenue to their taxes. And it's like, I'm telling people, it's like, you look at California, where Gavin Newsom is in charge. California did have a revenue, and now they're deeply in the red. It's like,
and now California, and now Virginia just elected a CIA operative woman that thinks it's okay to kill state reps and their children.
Yes, and that really, I'm sorry, but that really pisses me off because it's like, now I got, I'm thinking about moving out of Virginia, but it's like, well, people are moving to Texas and Florida. Like, there ain't nothing.
Well, it's 6-1-way, 6-1-way, thanks for the call. 6-1-way, half a dozen another. You can stay and fight in your state, or you can try to run to one that's freer and try to keep it free. I think you just have to decide family you got there, what you're doing, how, you know, how good your job is. Or if you're going to stay in a really evil controlled area, you got to be doubly active. And that means God's put you there to do that. Thanks for the call. Jeff in Washington, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how you doing? Love you, brother.
Love you.
How can we unpack this Mandami situation in the first place? You know, on the day after of something that's just unprecedented, how are we to look at this? I mean, Mandami is a Muslim guy who's taken over the city of the greatest Muslim attack in human history, and none of it makes any sense from the beginning of it. And so, what, you know, is there a further motive with this guy?
Well, that's why the neocons in Israel and the U.S. staged 9/11. It's come out. They had the so-called hijackers were CIA Mossad training and a drill. And then they went and blew up the Middle East to then open the borders to bring the Muslims in. So we were told we're fighting them over there to stop them from coming here. No, we were blowing them up to bring them here.
That's where I was going with this too, Alex, is like, is this Mandami character sort of like one of the 9/11 hijackers being positioned for a certain task? What is he going to do to the first responding infrastructure?
No, I mean, it's bigger than terrorism. No. There's a red-green alliance with the communists and Muslims all over the world, from Australia to Europe to here. This, they put them in because they get a big enough Muslim bloc, they vote 98% communist, Democrat. And so they're taking over. And that 10% can always throw the election to the Democrats. You understand?
Yeah, so you see it as purely a political thing, that there's no ties to some greater conspiracy or fear.
The Muslims are going to extracurricular kidnap our daughters, put them in sex slavery, and when they don't do a good job, chop them up and feed them at kebab shops. That's their big joke. And they're going to they're going to do knife attacks every day. I mean, they're going to have their extracurricular mass murder of us. Of course, that's a gravy train. That's just a little added jewel they get. But no, it's not like he's going to 9/11 us or something. It was all part of the deal. Appreciate the call. Max in Wisconsin, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi. My grandma and grandpa were both put in the communist gulags in the former Yugoslavia, and I have a graveyard full of other family members who were killed by communists. And I think this is a greater battle against Christianity, because we're the most dominant religion right now, especially since majority of the Islamic people who follow it are forced to follow it, like women and workers and slaves over there. And communism, obviously, also against Christianity, because you can't worship Christianity when you have to worship the state. And I think in New York with this election, just like with all communist societies, they're going to run out of other people's money to spend. And it's just a further continuation of this COVID control they want to have. You know, you saw how much the left loves controlling everybody during COVID.
No, that's it. That's why the left is totalitarian and anti-Christian, so it's allied with Islam. Exactly.
And Gavin McGinnis yesterday mentioned that Soros is an atheist, but I disagree with him because I think he's lying. You know, he has a couple mansions, and one of the mansions is a perfect copy of the Jewish Kabbalah tree. So I think he's lying about not being a Jewish person. And I think the Jewish society group of them and Islam are teaming up to take out Christianity so they can duke it out between each other. I think they need to employ RICO against Soros. Trump does, President Trump. And President Trump needs to fight back and also ban the satanic church like Russia did. And communism, Islam, the Illuminati globalists is just a cancerous virus to destroy the American operating system, because we have it so good over here and they want to give people less.
All right. I appreciate your call. We're going to start the next hour with Larry Pinkney, and we're going to go to Sheldon and Reagan, Jonathan, Paul, Jim, Monroe, Ty, Mary, all of you as well. Then dark journalists, because there's other subjects than this, joins us about this mysterious interstellar object abruptly lights up and accelerates. 3-Eye Atlas. Is that really happening? Is NASA telling the truth? We've got a top expert joining us on that in the fourth hour. before I end this hour. They are battling to shut down InfoWars. They've appointed a state receiver, but it's still embroiled in court because now the plaintiffs are fighting over the carcass of InfoWars. It just never ends. But we've got the backup Alex Jones Network. We've got sponsors, all that stuff set up. We've got a bigger studio getting built. We have a basic one that's good, you know, set up for podcasting and the main news shows. We want to expand and all the rest of it. All we need is your support. So they can shut down InfoWars, but they don't own the AlexJonesStore.com. It also funds InfoWars. It's our main sponsor, the widest selection of Patriot apparel, the widest selection of the very best game-changing supplements there are, like Ultramethylene Red sold out, like I told you. More's not coming in for like a month, but we have the original Methylene Blue, the very best. It's so incredible, so good for your old body. Instant energy, clarity, focus, the best workouts, the best sleep. You're like, wait, it makes you sleep better? Yeah, you can take it and go to sleep. During the day, it's a stimulant, but at night, it makes you go to sleep. It's just absolutely amazing. Cleans out your mitochondria. It's 50% off right now when you sign up for auto ship. You can cancel any time. Everybody that's going to buy anything at thealexjonesstore.com should be a VIP, just like Amazon Prime. You spend $30 a month and instantly get $40 store credit in your profile. Special deals, special offers, special sales. On top of everything. On everything. Thealexjonesstore.com. And we've got a whole bunch of badass tactical knives that finally came in. Highest quality, incredible pricing. You can't buy these same knives in stores for this price. They cost about like $10 more. So these are very competitively priced, high quality stainless steel. We have the Alex Jones Phantom folding knife, the Alex Jones burnt orange folding knife, the Alex Jones ring blade, the Alex Jones quick release blade. Ooh, that's awesome. And so much more. A limited first run of those. You love the trench battle daggers or trench knife and then the battle daggers. Those are sold out. More coming in. But these are awesome. Laser edge with a small signature elegantly of my name. Just a memento that you funded the InfoWar and the tip of the spear. And it comes in beautiful black gold etched carrying case or memento case. Makes a fabulous gift. As well, get your Christmas shopping done early. You know, we've got this sale, Black Friday comes early, running month long right now. There's a bunch of other sales there compounded on top of each other. If you go to alexjonesapp.com, you can download the Droid or the Apple app for free. Get the news feed, the video feed, audio feeds, an additional 20% off when you use the shopping cart there, the same shopping cart, on top of everything else, making most things a loss leader. So be sure and use the app. We'll be right back. Now, I'm backed by you, the listeners and viewers, and we're in major legal battles, trying to shut us down, ongoing, set up the new network, all of it. When you go to thealexjonesstore.com, I don't own that. That's our sponsor that funds InfoWars and the Alex Jones Network. It is critical to buy the products there. Plus, I'm only going to sell you stuff that really works. We're about to sell out probably today in the Ultra Methylene Red first run that complements the Methylene Blue. It is an incredible formula, so good for you. Takes about an hour to kick in. The Methylene Blue takes about 30 minutes. It is not a stimulant, but it feels like one. This is so clean. The clarity is so amazing. Both these products are insanely good. Take advantage of the sale right now. Sign up for auto ship, cancel any time, and get your future order at 50% off, including your first order, even though it's about to sell out. TheAlexJonesStore.com is unleashing an entire month of Black Friday and Cyber Monday mega deals, but each deal only runs for a few days. 30 straight days of freedom fighting discounts that are absolutely empowering your body, your focus, your clarity, your health, and our operation. All you got to do is take action and try them. We have an 80%+ reorder on things like Methylene Blue. Nobody has that. That's how good these work. Right now, get 25% off site-wide on top of all of the other big sales. That's every supplement like Ultramethylene Red, Life Force, every shirt, hat, and hoodie, / 25% off while supplies last. But I'm warning you, this could end at any moment, midnight tonight, noon tomorrow. Nobody knows because it's all about how fast the sales come in. Take action. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
There is a disturbance in the Force. I feel the presence of an invader.
That's right, Vader. I'm taking this Methylene Red to make it available for everyone at thealexjonesstore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.